Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, you are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
This very, very special edition of the Money Pit is being brought to you live from the 2007 International Builders Show in Orlando, Florida.
Yay, sunny vacation for us.
It's the happiest place on earth if you're a construction professional.
Yeah, and also if you're a big kid, because really this is something that's so exciting for anybody who's in the building industry and the arts to see what's new.
And you can't be here, but we can. So this hour, we're going to bring you the latest, the greatest innovation in home improvement products, in power tools, lots of stuff coming up. This show is not open to the public.
No, totally for the pros only. So we're going to tell you everything about products and services that are bringing innovation and efficiency to home construction, including tips on
how to stop the water leaks cold, no matter where they are in your house.
Also, a high-tech new flooring that you can install yourself. We love those DIY projects.
And beautiful new faucets for your kitchen that can add drama and sophistication to your decor. I like a dramatic kitchen.
Yeah, well, you need a dramatic kitchen, especially if you can't cook.
If you're a dramatic cook.
Exactly. And this entire show is coming to you courtesy of our friends at Grace Construction Products, who've invited the Money Pit to broadcast our show from their booth right here on the floor of the 2007 International Builder Show, like we said, in Orlando, Florida.
Well, let's get starting. If you're a do-it-yourself, you have no doubt heard of This Old House. It's the very first makeover TV show, probably the very first true reality show ever.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure if there would even be a Trading Spaces or While You Were Out if there had not been a This Old House, you know, to lay the groundwork for home improvement. And in fact, it certainly fueled my desire to pursue the construction arts. The show is still going strong today. Tom Silva is the show's general contractor, and he is with us today to share some tips on insulation. Welcome, yay!
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Hey, I love it when you visit.
Right about This Old House. This is the longest running how-to show in the world.
I've been watching it since I was a kid. It was like my Sunday activity with my dad, so thank you so much for it.
I've been doing it since I was younger.
Well, I knew you were a big star, but I tell you, I'm driving to the airport here in New Jersey, and I see your mug on a billboard of the New Jersey Turnpike, 60 feet tall.
Yeah, we had a great turnout in New Jersey. The place was packed. It was great.
Yeah, you had a home show there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I did.
All right. Well, let's talk about some priorities when it comes to insulating. Now, it's the winter. We're starting to suffer the leaky wallet disease. We're spending a lot of money heating our houses. I know that you guys on This Old House have been very innovative, very cutting edge with the insulation products that you've been putting in your projects. So let's talk about priorities and what order would you consider insulation to be most important? What's the first thing you should be looking at in your house?
Well, insulation is one of those few items in your house that will save you money forever. So you'd never want to cut corners on installing the insulation. But more important, that insulation has to be installed correctly so you don't have problems with your building later on.
So do you expect that insulation should really be a pro-done job, not something you can tackle as a do-it-yourselfer?
You can do it yourself. A lot of people do it yourself. But really, we hire professionals to do it because they are certified in what they do. Mm-hmm. They know how to insulate. They know where to put the ventilation. They know if you need ventilation, and they know where to put the vapor barriers. Vapor barriers are very, very important.
One of the products you've been working a lot with is polyisonene. Talk to us about that product, how it works.
Polyisonene is basically an open cell foam insulation.
So it's an expander.
It's an expander, and it's a soft cell, not like the closed cell insulation that you get at the home center for going around your windows.
Mm-hmm.
What it does is it goes into the wall cavity about an eighth of an inch thick and expands about 100 times in 6 seconds. It fills every cavity. It goes around and fills every gap. It insulates your pipes, your electrical outlets. It fills the voids. I mean, we do it in old construction where we renovate an old house that was maybe built in the 1600s, 1700s.
But you're pulling the walls off then to add this in.
You can put this in even inside.
It can be retrofitted. Yes. We spray it in new and we spray it in old. And if you're retrofitting, it's a 5-minute cure time.
Okay.
So it's like opening a hole in a wall about a half an inch and taking a bottle of water and holding it up against the wall and let the insulation run down. What happens is it lays dormant in the bottom of that cavity, and then all of a sudden in 5 minutes it will just grow up inside that wall cavity.
How do you know how much to put in?
How do you make sure it doesn't blow?
You actually drill about two to three holes depending on the size of the wall. And as it grows, when it comes out, it'll come out the hole that
you watch it. You like monitor it.
It comes out like a snake, and if it doesn't come out the next one, you put a little more. And if it doesn't come out the top one,
so it's not just fill it like crazy and hope it doesn't throw the wallboard off.
You fill it like crazy, then it's going to take the wallboard off. Easy for you.
You know, homeowners have a lot of choices today. I mean, you talk about polyisonene, you have fiberglass, I mean, you have cellulose. You guys have done a little bit with everything. Does everyone have advantages and disadvantages?
Well, we do fiberglass insulation. We do fiberglass insulation. I use a lot of it high density for interior walls and interior floors, ceilings, and spaces. Because think of it, if you live in a one- or two-story building, and you're heating the first floor, you don't want that heat to go to the second floor. Mm-hmm. It also is a great sound barrier, so it deadens the sounds for those spaces. So if you have a zoned house, which hopefully most people do, if you're heating the first floor, the bedrooms, most people like them to be a little bit cooler, you don't want the heat loss to go through that space. We insulate interior walls. One of the benefits to the foam.
Does that help? Because I think that there's some misconceptions about whether or not just putting insulation in a wall is going to really quiet the wall.
It's not going to quiet it. It's going to deaden the sound. It's very difficult.
So it dulls it almost.
It dulls it. Right. Muffles it. It's very difficult to make a space soundproof.
You have to have separate walls, just like we see in recording studios all the time.
Yeah.
You have a room within a room.
Yeah, and the sheathing or the roof substance has to go. It has to be broken. Connections have to be broken. You can't touch to get the vibrations that go through. So it's a difficult process. A lot of people, I get a kick. Well, you make my room soundproof. It costs a lot of money to do that, but we can do it.
What about current homeowners? How often is it a good idea to assess your current insulation situation? Every couple of years? Never?
Well, look at your utility bills, number one. What is it costing you to heat or air condition that building space? I mean, you can always cut your cost. I'll give you an example. We did a house about 5 years ago up in Boston, and Boston gets pretty cold, with my own construction company.
Right.
And we built a house that was 8,800 square feet.
Which is huge.
It's a pretty good size. A lot bigger than mine.
Yeah, mine too.
And we had a detached building that was 36 by 36 foot. All of it is insulated. All of the interior spaces, all of the walls, the ceilings, the exterior spaces, the entire roof cavity is insulated. And we have radiant heat through the entire house. In New England, you can pick the coldest month in the last 4 years. His heating bill, his cooking bill for gas, and to wash with hot water has never exceeded $285.
I'm so mad.
That's amazing.
I'm like, come to my house because I'm in desperate need of adjustments.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. We're broadcasting here from the International Builder Show, courtesy of our friends from Grace Construction. I want to bring in our friend Larry Shapiro from Grace. He is the Grace Residential Building Materials Director. And Larry, we're talking about trying to keep comfortable in the house. I know you guys make a lot of products that cut down on air infiltration. What kind of consumer demand are you having for that?
Fabulous. Everybody wants to be comfortable when they're in their homes, especially in the wintertime. And as you know, in Boston, it's really cold now. And for us, it's really simple. You want to do all the things that that Tommy's been talking about. But when it comes to making comfortable, fill the big holes first.
You know, that's right. Really simple. Old bad.
Right. Fill the big holes
well,
first.
Well, you know, it always gets me that, you know, we build houses in sort of a crazy way. We start with Swiss cheese. Now, everything else we put in the house is designed to fill up a gap that we initially created.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Anytime you get two systems that come together in a certain way, that's where you wind up with the flaws and the holes and the things that need to be treated specially.
When you have a draft, the first thing you do is you go over and you turn your thermostat up.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
If you eliminate that draft and you heat the house more economically, you're saving money forever. When we insulate a house correctly and we heat it correctly, lots of times it's radiant heat, you will automatically keep your thermostat 4 to 8 degrees cooler and be more comfortable than you are any other way.
Great tip. Tom Silva from This Old House, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit.
My pleasure.
And Tommy's article on insulation is in the January-February issue of This Old House magazine, which is on stands now.
Larry, stand by. Let's talk a little bit more about those products. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Coming to you direct from the 2007 International Builders Show.
Up next, if you don't know what roofing underlayment is, you might be in trouble because it's one of the part of your roofing system that, if improperly installed, can cause roof rot right above your head. Well, we're going to tell you about some high-tech advancements in roofing underlayments that are going to make sure your roof can even handle extremely bad weather after this. 888 Money
Pit. When it's time to choose a new entryway for your home, choose the brand more building professionals prefer. ThermaTrue Doors. ThermaTrue pioneered the fiberglass door. Today, ThermaTrue Doors come in more styles and colors than any other brand. Classic Craft represents ThermaTrue's premium collection. Fiber Classic is ThermaTrue's original wood grain fiberglass door. Or choose Smooth Star fiberglass for the look of smooth painted wood. But no matter which ThermaTrue entryway you select, you've chosen the most preferred name in the business. Visit thermatrue.com.
Mold is in your house. Chances are, it's breeding behind your walls. In fact, it's been estimated that 70% of all homes could have mold in their wall cavities, particularly when moisture is present. Fortunately, there's an ingenious new way to fight the problem. You see, until now, drywall had paper on both sides, and mold eats paper. Which is why more people are insisting on a new paperless drywall called Dens Armor from Georgia Pacific. Unlike conventional paper-faced drywall, Dens Armor has glass mat facings on both sides, and no paper on the surface means one less place for mold to get started. It's that simple and that revolutionary. If you are building or remodeling, stop feeding mold by using Dens Armor. To find out more, go to stopfeedingmold.com or ask about it at your local building supply retailer.
I want to keep my home for as long as I can because there are a lot of memories here. I read a little bit about making my house more comfortable and wanted to make my mom's house safer too. AARP told me about making mom's bedroom door wider and taping down her floor rugs. And I added handrails to our staircases. It was all simple and inexpensive thanks to AARP's tips. Now our homes fit our lifestyles and are ready for years to come.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/universalhome.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
AOL's new real estate site has answers for just about everything a homeowner, buyer, seller, or renter may have. In fact, it's like they're reading your mind.
Hello?
Hello? Who said that?
Me, down here. I'm AOL Real Estate. Got any questions about your house?
Well, I feel a little strange talking to a website, but I do have a question about wooden siding. I live near a wooded area, and sometimes...
Aluminum pie pans.
I beg your pardon?
Aluminum pie pans. Hang them from your eaves. Scare the bejeevers out of them woodpeckers.
Wow, that's what I was thinking. Okay, I have a 60s-style bungalow, and every once in a while...
4-inch retro-style moisture-proof tile in your bath. lose that wet dog smell.
That was weird. Okay, concrete driveway and...
vapor permeable sealer. Make spills yesterday.
Pink paint.
Lead composition. Stabilize with 3-in-1 primer. Paint over with an Aegean blue to match your eyes.
I think I love you.
AOL Real Estate. So smart, it's amazing. Go to realestate.aol.com to see our own answer man, Tom Kreitler, in action.
Welcome back to this hour of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, being broadcast as a very special edition today, live from the International Builders Show in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, and it's huge. It's nearly 1 million square feet of the latest, greatest, newest innovations in home construction. And since it's not open to the public, you can experience it vicariously through us. And it's important to say, if you've missed anything, you can go to moneypit.com and we'll give you a re-listen or a transcript. So fear not, you're not going to miss a thing.
Well, the folks at the Grace Construction Products Company have graciously allowed us to broadcast a show from their booth here at the International Builders Show. And before the break, we were talking about air infiltration. It's one of the areas that Grace specializes in. And now we're going to switch gears and talk about underlayment. That's the one part of your roof that you have to get right. Using 15 or 30-pound felt is probably not going to cut it. There are better high-tech alternatives, including a brand-new one just on the market. In fact, I think it's been just released today. It's called TriFlex Extreme.
And here to tell us all about that, we have Larry Shapiro. Welcome. Tell us
Thank
all
you,
about
Leslie.
It.
Thanks, Tom. This is great. Synthetic roofing underlayments is a trend in roofing today. People are getting away from felts and towards these synthetic products. They're more durable, they lay flat, they last longer, and they keep water out better. And TriFlex Extreme is now the state of the art from our technologists at Grace Construction Products. They've done a super job. The product can be left exposed for 6 months. It's incredibly strong, durable. You can walk on it. It's used on a sloped roof, so obviously when you're up there on a sloped roof and maybe there's a little dew or a little sand, it's very important that it grabs your feet, and this does it like no other.
Now, one of the things that people don't realize about tar paper is that it really is never supposed to get wet.
Right.
Yet, how many times do we drive by construction sites and see tar paper on
totally
the roof
exposed
and
right.
probably shredded from the wind because it's a very weak material totally wet?
Right.
And if you have a really good building inspector, they're going to tell you to throw that material out. They will not let you use it on the job.
Right.
So it makes sense that now we have better high-tech alternatives like synthetic roofing underlayments.
Correct.
Is this a trend that's been growing over the years?
It has. These products have been on the market for about 10 years, but as typical in construction, it takes a while for great ideas to catch on, and it's really this whole category has really picked up an incredible amount of steam. As more and more contractors see what the benefits are, they only have to do the job once.
But do you think it's the contractor who's seeing the benefits and looking into it for themselves, or is it the homeowner saying, I know there's something better and I want that?
With roofing, it generally starts with the contractors.
Right.
They will do the job because it's a better job for the homeowner. Roofing is still largely a blind item for homeowners,
mm-hmm.
but the contractors know what they're doing, and they know what works and what's best.
So the product is called TriFlex Extreme. It's got extreme slip resistance. It's got extreme durability. It's got extreme strength and extreme coverage. It comes in rolls of 41.5 inches by 289 feet, covers 10 full squares. That's a lot of roof.
Right, and it weighs very little.
If you want more information on TriFlex Extreme and Grace's complete line of weather barriers, you can visit graceathome.com or call 866-333-3726. Larry Shapiro from Grace, thanks for filling
us in
on TriFlex.
Thanks for having me.
New ways to roof your house.
All right, next we have a first for a power tool company that has come to the forefront with compact and powerful tools. We have Angie Shelton here from Ryobi. And Angie, this is a first for Ryobi. Since it's known as a top DIY brand, why did you guys decide to be part of the Builder Show for the pros?
Well, we feel like, Leslie, that we offer a great value for the contractors. We offer a lot of product that they can get the same performance, but not pay as much mm-hmm. as they would from some of the higher-end tools. So a lot of these guys are outfitting their whole crew, or maybe they're buying specialty tools that they don't use every single day. We offer a great product for that market.
Now, what about warranties, especially since the pros are going to be taking these tools and having them outside and really giving some wear and tear? How
right.
do you protect them and their investment?
We offer, we've got a you know, obviously the warranty you can return to the Home Depot within their warranty, but then we also offer a 2-year warranty. So there's lots of, they try it, they, you know, they like the tool. Generally, we don't see a lot of returns because the tools are just rugged enough to handle the job site wear and tear that they put on them. So, but we do protect, you know, the 2-year warranty on all of our products.
We're also, Angie, you're joined by Jason Swanson from Ryobi. Do you guys find there's an escalation in tool buying habits if someone perhaps would start with the Ryobi brand and work their way up through all of your different tools and then perhaps move on to one of your pro lines like Rigid?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a natural place for a contractor to start. You've got a guy that's just maybe starting out, new business owner, or has a large crew, as I said, that he has to, you know, provide tools for. And a lot of times, sometimes, as we all know, a lot of these tools walk at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of tools we offer, you know, the guy that's really having to pitch pennies right there at the beginning. And a tool that's going to do the job for him. It's not just one of those kind of, at the end of the day, it's a throw it away. I mean, this tool's going to last. And then when he gets up to the point that he's using it every hour, putting the kind of, you know, the kind of needing that, you know, lifetime warranty, then they can certainly step up to our Rigid line.
And what's nice about the Ryobi line is that because of the OnePlus system, they're able to purchase one tool, one battery, and then expand on that as the needs grow. So
yeah,
it really
right.
is serviceable.
And Jason, you guys have the new OnePlus lawn and garden tools now. You're rolling out. So
oh,
talk
great.
About some of those.
This year you're going to find a multitude of lawn and garden products, starting from the hedge trimmer.
Oh, great.
The pole pruner, so you can get those branches out of the trees.
So it's battery powered on a pole. Oh. You can reach up high.
Absolutely. It's
That's
got
so cool.
The standard 5 or 6 inch blade, yeah. so you can take some of those larger diameter.
That's like the one that looks like a chainsaw on the end.
Correct.
Right?
And you're also going to find, which is really interesting, is the home chemical sprayer. So people can either spray for insects inside the home,
right.
or they can go onto their deck and do the pre-treat before they do their pressure
oh, that's
washing.
Excellent.
Again, it runs off the 18-volt battery.
Now, are these the sort of garden tools, are they out now, or are these brand new?
These are going to be hitting the stores within the next 30 days.
Well, that's exciting. I love when we get to know brand spanking new things before anybody else.
Yeah, every once in a while, you guys send us a brand new tool. It's like Christmas every day. They show up, and we get to play with them before anybody else does. Let's talk about also you have a new table saw and a router table combo. What's that all about?
The table saw is in addition to what we have today. We've got the what we call the BTS-20, which is a portable saw that has a folding stand that has a set of wheels on it. We've now made that even easier to use by adding a fence that slides out and then slides through the cutting blade to make it easier for homeowners and contractors when they're making precise cuts.
Well, that's excellent. So what about the router table combo? Is this something that's brand new, or have you just sort of adapted things to the line?
Yeah, we've adapted things here. The router has gotten about 10% smaller, so it's more compact.
Excellent.
And it's easier to see your bit because we've added two LEDs underneath. Because, you know, underneath that router case, you can't see what you're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, you
really
can't tell
right,
very well.
You
just sort of have to let the wood you're working guide you with it.
Well, I think that's what's so innovative about Ryobi is because you guys never leave well enough alone. You're always looking, and every time you come up with a new tool, it's got a new twist like that that's based on, you know, making it easier, simpler, more effective for the consumer to use it. You also have, Angie, a rotary tool?
Yes. The rotary tool I'm very excited about because it's just so cool. I'm going to let Jason take you through all the different accessories you've got. It's loaded. I mean, it's loaded out with different attachments.
Yeah, 20 seconds?
Yeah, 200-plus accessories that you can do anything from small, precise craft work up to cutting holes in your drywall for some, you know, recessed lighting or some outlet boxes and so on and so forth.
Great.
Well,
Angie Shelton, Jason Swanson from Ryobi, thanks for stopping
Thank
by the
very
Money
much.
Pit.
Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. This very special edition is being broadcast from the 2007 International Builder Show in Orlando, Florida. It's got to be over 1 million square feet of
cool home
improvement
stuff. Yeah, I think
we walked
10 miles in 3 days.
Just to get here. So it's pretty cool. We're going to be talking in just a few moments about a lot more of the innovations that you're going to be seeing in your homes and your new construction and on the storm shelves in the coming year. Up next, we're going to talk first, though, about getting the natural look of a wood deck without the care that goes into maintaining one. That's next on the Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Well, Disney World may be at the top of the list, but we are definitely at the happiest place on earth for construction pros, the 2007 International Builders Show in Orlando, Florida.
That's right. There are thousands of products underneath one roof, something that you can't take part in, but we can. So we're here to bring you everything we're seeing to you first.
And speaking of new products, you know, we've always been fans of composite decking material. It's very low maintenance, and it looks fabulous.
Yeah, and now the leader in composite decking, Trex, whom I'm sure you've all heard of, is taking another step toward a very real wood look without the hassles of wood, of course. And John Burns from Trex Company has all the details for us. So, John, what's the new product, and how does it differ from the composites that you've made before?
Well, each year, Leslie, we do try to innovate in a number of ways across our whole product line, whether it's decking, railing, fencing now even, but the big news for us this year is a new product line called Trex Contours that we're launching. And we found out through some recent research that there's a segment of the public that likes a more aggressive, a bolder grain pattern.
Like a more solid grain, almost where you can feel the texture into it, or it's just visual?
Yes. Well, both. For years, we've had Trex Accents, which is a more of a subtle grain. Mm-hmm. But there are folks that like a more bold grain, so we launched Trex Contours to satisfy that segment. And it's there's a couple of new features to it. Not in addition to the more bold grain, it's also a structured profile, so it's lighter weight for the installers.
Now, what does that mean when you say a structured profile?
Well, underneath the deck board, there's actually ridges where we've removed some of the material. So it's still got all the strength of the traditional Trex product, but it's a little bit lighter weight. It's easier on the backs of the installers.
Oh, yeah, because it can be quite heavy.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about the basics of composites and the way it differs from a natural product. Now, this actually is a very green product because it's made of recycled wood fiber and recycled plastics, correct?
It is. It is. And all of our products are made with that mix. Both recycled components, the plastics, they're typically from grocery bags that are brought back to the stores or pallet wrap. And the wood component is from flooring and furniture manufacturing, even some ground-up pallets that have passed their useful life.
Is it like a solid waste of sawdust, or is it more of like chunking, almost like a particle board?
Well, we buy it in both formats, but in both cases, we grind it and pulverize it down to a nice small fiber. And really, the benefits of combining those two give the unique properties of Trex to be extremely durable, no cracking, no splintering, and both products to get the plastic and the wood blended together gives the great performance.
You know, you have Trex installed on a boardwalk near where I live, and it's been down for over 10 years, and it's always impressed me that it doesn't show any wear and tear. And that's a very extreme environment, extreme heat, extreme cold, extreme salt, very corrosive, and, of course, a lot of foot traffic from the tourists.
Absolutely.
So the stuff is really very, very durable.
It
now,
is.
With this new Contours product, now that you have a grain surface on it, is the grain surface going to have the same level of durability than the flat surface does, or is there a chance you'd wear off some of it?
Yeah, absolutely. It is extremely durable, and there's really no chance of wearing it down. and the other benefit that I just wanted to point out on the Contour side is it's also priced lower than our products that we've had out over the last several years. So not only is it a great new look, but it's a great new value.
And does the Contour line carry across the entire line of product from railings and spindles and things that you might need to complete a deck?
It's just on the decking at this point.
Okay.
But we do have colors of railing products and trim products that would complement or match the Contours as well.
So you can make it all work. And, you know, everybody talks about composite materials being so low maintenance, but obviously, you do need to care for them in some way. So what do you recommend?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Leslie, because we do recommend that people clean their deck at least once a year, you know, particularly if you have
overhanging
trees.
Power washer, soapy water.
Well, we don't like to see people use a power washer
because it could actually erode away the surface just like it would real wood.
Right. With all that pressure in the gun, if you're not familiar with how to use it properly.
Right.
But good scrubbing, good elbow grease with a commonly available deck wash. And a good stiff bristle brush.
John Burns from Trex, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, now we're going to head into the house because designers are seeing a trend toward darker, richer, deeper colors in the kitchen to go with all of that granite and natural stone looks that you're putting in there. And they've been so popular for a while now. Up next, we're going to tell you about a bold new finish for your kitchen faucet fixture to go with all of those beautiful earth tones in your kitchen.
Money Pit!
So AARP has a series of tips for homeowners who want to improve their homes, make them safer and more comfortable. And I found these tips on their website, aarp.org/universalhome. In the bathroom alone, I widened the door, installed brighter light bulbs, and put non-slip surfacing on the floor tiles. Instead of wishing my house had improvements, I'm making them.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/universalhome.
Is dryness a problem in your home? Especially in winter months, dry air can make skin itchy. Make your throat and nose dry.
I can't talk!
And don't forget about static shock. It also causes walls, hardwood floors, and home furnishings to become dry and cracked. Put an end to dry air problems with an April Air automatic humidifier, the best cure for indoor air dryness. Never too dry, never too moist. Just the optimum amount of humidity based on outdoor temperatures. Protect your health, your comfort, and your furnishings by putting an end to dry air with whole home humidification from April Air. Now doesn't that feel better? April Air. Fresh ideas for indoor air.
Give your home an attraction that reaches all the way to the curb at a Classic Craft fiberglass entryway from Therma-True. Classic Craft, a stunning AccuGrain technology, captures all the beauty and luxury of premium hardwood, but won't split, crack, or rot. Add a sparkling custom touch with decorative glass door tiles, side lights, and transom, too. When you do, studies show your home's perceived value rises as much as 6%. Let the curb appeal of a Classic Craft entryway enhance your home's look and value. Visit Therma-True.com.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi woodworking tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi power tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi, exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by DenseArmor Plus, the revolutionary paperless drywall from Georgia-Pacific.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, a very special edition of the program today being broadcast from Orlando, Florida, and the floor of the International Builders Show. Leslie and I have been checking out thousands of products, over a million square feet of show space, and we're here to tell you about some of the best of the best. You know, one of the trends that we've noticed is a deep, rich earth tone trend in the kitchen design.
Yeah, and it's not just us who's noticing this. You know, plumbing manufacturers are also noting this and coming up with fixtures that really reflect this trend toward a more earthy look. So here to tell us about new products from Moen, we have Heather Novak. Welcome so much. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you, too.
So tell us about this new faucet that you have called Medora. What I love about it is
the
finishes. It comes in a matte black.
I've never seen a black faucet ever. Like this before.
It's just gorgeous.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
We were so excited to be able to add some more black, this matte black finish into our portfolio because it's such a growing finish in the kitchen.
Well, and you see that trend a lot in hardware and in knobs and pulls and hinges, and it really does make sense for the space.
Right, exactly. It's a growing finish, and that dark finish, there's a lot of dark granite, and this faucet in particular looks really beautiful on those thick, dark granite countertops, and so it matches really well with that.
Now,
darkness.
You talk about sophistication and drama. I noticed that some of the faucets, especially this Medora faucet, it's almost like having sculpture in your kitchen. You know, it really has a unique shape in and of itself.
Right.
Are you seeing a demand from consumers, I mean, obviously, on this? Are they trying to personalize their kitchens in more different ways than the old, you know, stainless-looking single-stem faucet that's been around for so many years?
Of course. Medora's a pullout, and pullouts continue to grow in popularity because they're so functional. But consumers really want to have style along with that functionality. So this is a really high-reaching faucet, and high height, and it is. It's just like you said, it's kind of organic. It kind of grows out of your faucet, and it goes right into a single hole, so there's not a lot of clutter around it to try to clean.
But it can also be installed in a three-hole space as well. There's some sort of cover plate to hide those extra holes.
Right. We have that plate available if you have three holes.
So it's not just for one and not the other, which is really nice. And I think when you're choosing your faucets for your kitchen, it is such a major piece. And sometimes they can be quite pricey. So you want to make sure that you get something that speaks of your design style. And it's beautiful.
You know, you have, of course, the single lever, but you also, on the pull-out faucet, have sort of a new soft-touch control. Talk about how that works.
The handle on that is just kind of ergonomic. It fits right into your into your hand, so it's really easy to moderate the temperature as well as the volume.
But on the pullout, you have these buttons that give you multiple spray patterns, which I think is pretty interesting.
Right. This is a three-function faucet, so it has the regular aerated spray when you turn it on. Then kind of hidden in the back of the wand, there's just a toggle button that goes back and forth to a nice rinsing spray, as well as our patented pause feature. So you can just pause that water flow and then move the wand out over top of the sink to do something else with it.
Oh, that's great. And it's really convenient because the sprayer allows you to really effectively clean produce and grapes and any kinds of fruits. So it's really a nice feature to have.
What are the different colors that it's available in besides the matte finish?
Which is gorgeous.
Yeah.
chrome, and it's also available in stainless finish.
Has it hit the markets yet or not quite?
It is shipping this week.
Yay,
so it's available to order and
very,
ship.
Very,
exactly.
Cool.
So hopefully you'll have a great response. I know it's beautiful, so we'll be
Thank
anxious
you.
To hear about it.
Heather
Thank
Novak
you.
From Moen, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit, talking to us about the new Medora pull-out faucet by Moen.
Thank
Love
you.
To have drama in the kitchen. Drama is a good thing.
It's very
as
dramatic.
As long as it's not a dinner that didn't go the right way.
Exactly.
That's not the kind of drama that we want to have. We are broadcasting from the 2007 International Builder Show, where green is the word here at the Builder Show. And part of the equation is products that are more durable and low maintenance.
Yeah, and Georgia-Pacific leads the pack in durable materials for home construction, including a new plywood that the company is showcasing here at the Builder Show. And here to tell us more about that is Barry Reed from Georgia-Pacific. So, Barry, why does Georgia-Pacific really feel it's so important to evolve and enhance their current building material line?
Well, going forward in construction, you're seeing houses and other structures to have the ability to be more durable, more resistant to moisture, and last a long time. And we've got products that address those concerns.
And you know, people don't really think of plywood as being a green product, but really it's one of the very first green products because it's always been made very efficiently out of recycled material, and you can use wood and plywood that you otherwise couldn't use in other applications. So it really is quite a green product.
You're right, Tom. It's a product that's obviously come from a tree, and it's used. Its big advantage is its durability and its long-term lasting ability, meaning it's a product that once it's installed, it's a product that doesn't need to be replaced on a frequent basis.
And so what you're showcasing here at the Builder Show is the Plitanium Dry Ply plywood, which I think its biggest feature is that it can be installed when things are still exposed to the elements. I mean, how long lasting does that have, and how long can you keep it out there?
Right, that's the point exactly. Where you have construction, well, gee, have you ever seen a job site where it didn't rain
no.
during the construction process? So what had happened with materials that aren't as durable is, gosh, they're going to do something where it affects the overall performance of the house down the road. And here you have a product that basically maintains the same features.
So no warping
attributes
or twisting
exactly
as it gets wet.
As it gets wet. So
in fact,
I
noticed you
flat.
Have 100% builder satisfaction guarantee against delamination, edge, swell, and joint sanding. And,
that's
you know,
great.
And those are three things that happen as soon as the water hits the average plywood board. I mean, I think a lot of the complaints that we hear on the Money Pit from consumers, and by the way, flooring is the number one topic on our show.
And mostly about squeaking
and
because
about
you're
squeaking
getting movement
and, right,
or
movement.
Shifting in the underlayment.
And that's one of the
really eliminate that.
Right, and that's one of the advantages of plywood is its inherent stiffness and ability to stay stable.
Well, I think what's so interesting is that Georgia-Pacific really is making products like your DensArmor drywall. Again, it can be outside, exposed to the elements for, I think, 3 months, and now this Plitanium Dry Ply. Do you think that it's influencing how things are being built, sort of changing the building process a little bit?
Again, as I stated earlier, it's all about adding durability and more robust materials into the building envelope that improve the performance of the home long term.
Yeah,
and we think that those products contribute to that.
And it's very efficient. I mean, engineered lumber requires 40 to 50% less wood fiber than equivalent construction lumber. So, you know, it's a very, very efficient, very green, you know, kind of a win-win for everybody. Product.
Yeah, we're seeing, of course, engineered lumber being used more and more over conventional sawn lumber and for that reason. And plus, they work.
Let's talk about another product that you guys make that we've spoken on the show about before, but in case people haven't heard about it, the DENS product, the DENS Armor products. Mm-hmm. You know, mold's a big concern, and I think that the DENS Armor product's very cutting edge because it's the first drywall that I've ever seen that didn't have an organic component. Of course, mold needs three things to survive. It needs a food, which in a house is, you know, there's
everything.
Plenty everywhere. It needs water. It needs air. But when you take that food out of there, you really are taking the source out, and that's what this DENS product has done. Talk to us about that line.
Yeah, that's right, Tom and Leslie. That's a product where we've removed the paper facers that you see on normal drywall and replaced them with coated fiberglass facers. And really what that adds to the product is the ability to resist moisture. It provides forgiveness within the building envelope.
And same it finishes finishing. The same way.
Exactly, exactly. And an announcement that we're also making here at the show, and I think it's a big announcement, is the DENS Armor products are now GreenGuard certified for low emittance.
Awesome.
Oh, wow,
so
that's
you have
great.
A product that contributes to overall performance as it relates to moisture and mold, but also is very low emitting.
And it's something you can feel comfortable about installing in your home.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great to know.
Well, it's a great product, and you know, we're big fans of it because mold is such a concern to our audience, and we appreciate it being available from Georgia-Pacific. Barry Reed, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Barry. All right, folks, well, forget retiring to Florida. A recent study by the folks at AARP find that once they settle down, most older Americans want to stay right where they are for as long as they can.
Up next, details on a brand-new program from AARP to teach remodelers and builders how to construct beautiful and very accessible homes.
You live in a money pit. Money pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is being brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools. Pro features, affordable prices. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, you are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are broadcasting a special edition of the Money Pit today from sunny Orlando, Florida. Yes, that's where the famous mouse lives, but the folks here at the International Builder Show are kind of like kids in a candy store.
Yeah, there are so many great new products and innovations in home construction, and we're here to tell you about some of the best, and many of them are going to include things that really make your life easier.
Yeah, it's like those little things like grab bars and, you know, rocker switches. They really make it possible.
Rocker switches. I use my elbow all the time.
Exactly. They make it possible for you to stay in your current home as long as you can. And a recent AARP survey found that most people do want to stay right where they are when they retire. They're not going to move down here, apparently.
Yeah, and that's the new trend, which is different from what your parents' generation, who couldn't wait to retire to Arizona or Florida, you know, they call them snowbirds. And the home builders are taking note of it. So here to tell us more is Vince Butler, who is the chairman of the NAHB Remodelers Council. So Vince, AARP and the National Association of Home Builders have developed a joint awards program to recognize and honor forward-looking builders, remodelers, and developers who have constructed creative and unique homes with design features that improve the daily comfort and ease of use. Tell us about this program.
Well, the program really comes out of a relationship we've had with AARP. Started in 2001, where we developed our CAPS, or Certified Aging in Place Specialist training. And it's been one of the most successful training programs we've ever done in the history of the association. We've had literally thousands of builders and remodelers and other aging-related specialists have gone through the training. And so now that we recognize certainly the market that's there, we now have the expertise to deliver on that. We really felt it was time to recognize those companies that are really doing an exceptional job, particularly in demonstrating how accessible design does not have to be maybe what is stereotypically thought.
So sterile looking and
right,
exactly. Design friendly.
Exactly.
Now, are your members finding that consumers are demanding more of an accessible home? Is that really leading the charge because now there's really a market for it? You know, it's not just grab bars anymore.
So many people don't want to admit that they need these things face those changes. So how do you sort of bridge that gap and suggest these things?
Right. That's a big part of the training that we do. We do a whole day on just working with and marketing to older adults. Mm-hmm. Part of that is how do you deliver that message? I've certainly seen it in my own business. It's really revolutionized the way that I provide my product. It's very interesting that probably the most resistance I get are the oldest clients.
So is that really? Is that right?
Who need it the most?
Yeah. Baby boomers seem
to want to live in any house built for old people.
Yeah, they're maybe a little denial, you know. But the baby boomers who are dealing with their aging parents and maybe have been through that process are very receptive to it. What we do see, though, is people. It's the old axiom that you don't know what you don't know. If you wait for them to ask you for it, you probably will not be surprised by the lack of response. But if you present the ideas and how to properly make a house accessible, it's really amazing the receptance. I've literally never had a client since 2001 who I said, "Oh, I don't want that."
Do your members concentrate on making accessible design look very, very attractive?
That's the main goal. Goal is to make it something that looks mainstream, that looks very attractive, that's imaginative, and not sort of the nursing home or hospital sanitary look.
You know, it's interesting because these awards that you're doing for the livable communities, I mean, anybody, it needs to be eligible as January 1st, 2005 to June 1st, 2007. Will this awards program continue after to continue and encourage and inspire, or is it stopping?
Absolutely. Be an annual event.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. We see more and more projects being done and really seeing
terrific
acceptance now among the new home builders.
Vince Butler, chairman of the NHB Remodelers Council, thanks for stopping by The Money Pit. You've been listening to The Money Pit broadcast live from the 2007 International Builders Show in Orlando, Florida. We want to thank our friends from Grace Construction Projects for sponsoring this show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.